Brothers and sisters, at the end of this homily, I'm going to share a little bit with you about what my father used to do for Lent, because Lent begins this coming Wednesday as we kick off Ash Wednesday. I want to share a little thought on Lent, but before we do that, we first of all have to celebrate this, the Sunday in ordinary time. And when you read the first reading of today, everyone, you wonder, it's so short, you wonder, what can you get out of it? It's two verses in length. You say, what can you get out of it? And then it came to me, everyone, the simple phrase, don't forget. How often in life do we forget? We leave our house, we get going, and what do we say? I forgot my cap, forgot my gloves. The kids, you get to school, and what do you say? I forgot my homework. Okay? We do this all the time. We go upstairs. We go downstairs. We get to the top of the stairs. We get to the bottom of the stairs. And what do we say as we get older, everyone? I forgot. Why am I here? This is a true story, everyone. When I was in another parish after the 10 o'clock mass, I went outside. Here was a sixth grader standing there all by herself. I said, what happened? She said, my mom forgot me. Got on the phone, sure enough, 10 miles outside of town, she realized, oh, I did. 10 miles back into town. Okay, we forget as human beings, don't we? But boy, does God tell us something completely different today. What does he say to us? But I will never forget you. Okay, let's look at the second reading of today, because St. Paul addresses something so very important in life. People, many of us, whether we care to admit it or not, think about and care about what other people perceive us as. We ask the following questions, okay? Has such and such forgiven me? Does such and such like me? Does anyone care about me? Or does anyone like me? Think about how much time we spend thinking about these questions. Do people like me? I'm going to share a phrase that I once read that really, really brings a little bit of light to this. This is what it reads. Read it twice. Don't worry about what others thinking about you, for they are too worried about what others think of them. Let me read that again. Don't worry about what others are thinking about you, for they are too worried about what you are thinking of them. Here's what it looks like. I worry about what you think of me. Okay, I said to her, I wonder if he likes me. I wonder if he cares about me. I wonder if I'm good enough to meet his standard. And you know what? It says don't worry about it because he's thinking the same thing about me. Goes around, just comes right around. It's kind of true, isn't it? If that's the way I am, doesn't it make sense? That's the way others are? And St. Paul says it this way. The people of Corinth, they don't hold him in very high esteem. They don't really like him. And you know what he says? It doesn't matter. Because only God can look into the heart. People, you and I, we can look at the ways of people. We can ponder their actions. We can hear what they say. And we think we get a pretty good grasp of them. But let me tell you one thing. There's one thing that we can't register is this. What is going on in their heart? Sometimes somebody comes up to us and they're short with us. And we say, how bad you are. When in reality, maybe they just learned that their son or daughter committed suicide. If we knew that, wouldn't it change things, people? So look at what it says today. Paul says, I don't care what the people of Corinth think, because there's only one that can put the whole equation together. Ways, actions, words, and heart. And the only one that can see them all and put it all together is God. It's God. Okay, now a little bit on the gospel of today. People, once again, we're still in the Sermon on the Mount. Remember last week, Jesus hit us hard. Remember what he said, you say, I say. 2 weeks we had of you say, I say. But last week it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and Jesus says, that's not the way we act. We do not do that. He also said this, you say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Jesus says, but love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Okay, now remember what I said, everyone. In the Sermon on the Mount, there is a mix of the old and the new. And lo and behold, don't you see that in the gospel of today? First commandment. What did Jesus tell us today? You can't serve God and mammon. It's a divided heart. He's right. What's the first commandment tell us, everyone? First of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God, have what? No what? Strange gods before me. You can't love God one day and mammon the next day. It just doesn't work that way. Because you know when you have that, everyone, you know what you have? You've got a heart that's completely divided. So what does Jesus tell us? There's a little bit of the new. He talks about righteousness. And if I went up to you and I asked you today, you know, is there a beatitude, the new law that speaks about righteousness? You would say, yeah, but there is. What is it? Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. So there you see, everyone, a mix of the old and the new. What it says is this, we serve only one God by seeking, hungering, thirsting for that which is right in the world. And when we do that, the kingdom of heaven is ours. Okay, now the gospel of today, I think, adds a little bit of help on this, everyone, in talking to us about two things. First of all, everyone, it is this. Don't worry. Isn't it amazing what Jesus says today? He basically is saying this. A bird doesn't worry about its food. It doesn't worry about its clothing. A wildflower doesn't worry about how it's going to be fed. It doesn't worry about its clothing. So what does that mean? There's only one group that really worries, and it's the last and the greatest of God's creation. And guess who that is? It is you, and it is me. If flowers don't do it, birds don't do it, then you know what? It's unique to you and to me. And man, oh man, oh man, do we worry. We worry, we worry, and we worry. And so what do we like to do, everyone? We seek that which we can control. And you know what that is? It's mammon. And what we say is this, everyone. If I can control what I own, if I can control my money, if I can control my things, I will be happy. And yet, like I tell you, especially you kids so many times, I say this. Your parents ask you for something for your birthday for Christmas. You think, if I get this, I will be so happy. Okay? So if I were to ask you, what did you get for Christmas? What did you get for your birthday? Can you answer the question? Can you get it? And maybe you can. But if you can, does it really, really today make you happy? Or are you looking for something a little bit more? Now you think about the Xbox, you think, I got the Xbox. I got this game, it's great. But all of a sudden it's like, but I conquered this game, so I got to have another game. There's always something a little bit more, isn't there? And yet, everyone, doesn't God tell us something different? If you seek God, and you really seek him, you will have a peace and an understanding. And it says these, seek me, and all will be given to you. People, do you have clothes? Do you have food? Has God lived up to his promise? Look around. The answer is yes. Second thing, everyone, is this, trust. I'm going to share a little story about Charlie Brown. So, popular Peanuts cartoon shows Charlie Brown going to a vacant lot to kick his football around. Lucy appears and offers to hold the football so that Charlie Brown can get a good run and get a better kickoff. Charlie says to her, do you think I'm crazy? Do you think you can fool me with some trick every year? Same trick. Repent, Lucy says, this year I promise not to pull the football away. Just when you're about to kick it, I give you my solemn word. I promise. Charlie thinks for a minute and says, okay, I will give you one more chance. I'll trust you one more time. So he walks away to get a good run. Charlie says to himself, we should trust people no matter what. If you can't trust people, life isn't worth living. Then he begins his run. Just as he brings his leg through the kick, Lucy pulls the ball away. Charlie's leg goes out from under him, and he goes sprawling to the ground. Charlie lies on the ground thinking to himself, you can't trust anyone anymore. I'll never trust anyone again as long as I live. Isn't there a part of Charlie Brown that we all can listen to and understand? You know, so you ask yourself, if you're Charlie Brown, what do you say? Well, people do let us down. But you know something? Remember the promise we said at the beginning. God won't. We can always trust God because he will never forget us. Never forget us. Okay, people, as we begin Lent, I just want to share a little bit about my dad in Lent too. You know something, everyone? I just want to share as you get ready for Lent, just something to think about. You know, my dad used to chew chewing tobacco, everyone, and some years he used to give up chewing for tobacco for Lent. You know what? He became ornery. Okay, so after a while, he kind of got onto that. And so you know what he decided after a while? After that, he was going to give up. Get this, watermelon. Okay, all I'm saying is this, everyone. What you're going to give up, everyone, is going to make everyone around you on their toes, on their feet, and you ornery. I think that's something you need to take a little bit deeper thought on. But also, everyone, if you're thinking, I'll give up watermelon, really? Do you get it, people? Take it seriously. We don't call it a light lunch, a light Lent. Okay, but we also don't call it an ornery Lent. Okay, so as we enter into Lent, everyone, think about this. What can bring me closer to Jesus that really in the end, only I know. Only I know. Not everyone around me has to know. Only I know. Okay? Let's think about that, everyone, as we set our sights on the journey of Lent.